and welcome to the Unofficial Controller Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast, episode 186, Mario Reveals Himself. With me, George, and this week joined by RGT, shower to my not even a grower. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, George?
I am doing remarkably well, actually.
You seem a bit more awake this week.
I feel like I've had at least 30 minutes sleep, therefore I can operate at maximum capacity. Other than that, I think I want to dive straight in to your welcoming opening arms, listeners. I want to jump in. There's some bits I need to wade through. I need to persevere with RGT, and then I can ask him the question that's on all of your lips. And yes, it's not that. It's his jockey silks. So let's get into it, RGT. What have you been playing?
A bit more Axiom Verge with my brother-in-law. So I would imagine we're about 10 hours into that now.
Is he honour bound by your joining of families to sit and watch you in the shed, or does he enjoy it?
That's part of joining a family. So if you marry my sister, you have to come to the shed and you have to play games with me and pretend to be my friend. If you marry my sister.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of the agreement. So he has to come here. He has to pretend to like me and play games with me. So then I have a friend. It's the law.
Are you telling me that I get the chance to marry your sister now?
If you want.
Is it like a rotation thing? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a word with my brother-in-law.
You never really considered getting more than one friend, did you? But I consider myself a friend, but then I feel excluded because I'm not getting the full buffet.
Well, I mean, I'll have a word with my sister later and we'll get some sort of timeshare going. Anyway.
Okay.
We've been playing, Axiom Verge. So we're about 10 hours in. I'll pull it back to games. We're a bit lost a minute. We're trying to work out where we're going. So that was a bit tricky, but still absolutely loving that game. Still absolutely brilliant. But we'd like to, hopefully next time we have our meet-up, we must be getting close to the end, I'd have thought. I don't think it's that much more than sort of 12, 15 hours, that game, I wouldn't have thought.
Okay.
I might be completely wrong, but hopefully we'll get the end of that. The live stream this week, the GTA 3 live stream, we completed it. We finished GTA 3 this week, me and Board Border.
Well done.
I loved it. I'll tell you what, that is so much shorter than what I remember. That game, I remember, I think me and Bill Board were talking about it on the stream, and I think it's because when we had the game back in the day, we'd done everything, you know, we were nearly...
Yeah, and don't forget, you were more amazed by it. There was probably a little bit more role play going on where you were living in the world. And
exactly.
And you weren't as, you know, back then it felt so new and so big, and a lot of the things all had a purpose. It felt like you were into something a lot bigger than it was.
Yeah, and I think the game for the time was a big game for the time. So, you know, it obviously felt, you know, your nostalgia glasses go on and you remember it a bit different and a bit longer. And I seem to remember us playing it for weeks and weeks, but we probably weren't, you know. But yeah, so we finished that. So this week on Wednesday, we'll be starting Vice City. So we might have a little bit of a break from that the following week and play a bit of a Halloween game. We haven't worked out what yet. Something a little bit scary might do a Saturday night. Stream, but yeah, we'll have a think of that. I might put something on the Discord and you can all have a...
I've got a perfect idea. Something What's scary, that? Something relatively topical.
Yeah.
You as a headless jockey playing G1 jockey.
I know it's come back to that. Anyway, so GTA 3 was finished. Been playing more Final Fantasy 16. I'm about 30 hours in now. So I think I'm about two-thirds of the way through the game so far. Oh, the boss battles on there, absolutely epic. The boss battles are fantastic. And it's not, how would I put it? At first, I've met these side bosses and end-level bosses and thought, I can't do this. They're too tough. But then there is that, you soon work that pattern out when you can strike, when you can't, when you can dodge. And after a couple of tries, you're through and done. And there's some of them, you just think, I'm never going to do this. But once you get that pattern, it's brilliant. And you learn all your different attributes with your sword and your specials and all the bits and pieces. Absolutely brilliant. And I did like as well, I found sort of a hidden challenge, sort of side monster when I was exploring. Mm-hmm. But it came up like Devil May Cry. So it was a rank C boss, and you had to try. And it actually looked like the graphics of Devil May Cry, which I thought was a nice touch. Seeing as the guy had done the combat, so it was a lot of you got extra extra rewards for taking on this, but which wasn't too hard. This extra big monster, but yeah, I'm still loving that. Yeah, really enjoying that game. One of the best games I played this year, I think. And then obviously, you know what I've been playing, George? G1 Jockey.
Now, just to give some parenthesis to this, so everyone listening at home can understand why you decided to pull this game down. I issued you a challenge. It was such a resonantly strong idea for a showpiece that I think I might have coined a theme tune. I don't think I have. I don't know if I did. I almost forgot about it. Then one day I was driving and I thought to myself, he hadn't reported back to me on G1 Jockey, the super little fish.
I bought it straight away, but I did put it off a bit.
I've got another one lined up for you immediately to play after completion.
This is going to be so obscure and what you're going to put me through.
You're going to like it. So G1 Jockey.
Yes.
Which version did you acquire, just so I can understand how to critically destroy you for not liking it?
I got the Xbox 360 version, which I think is the same as the PS3 one, which is the slightly bigger game than the generation before.
What's its full name?
Well, you put me on the spot now. Champion Edition or something? G1 Chockey Champ or something? I don't know.
Is it the horse trainer version?
It's where you start off as a junior, and it's almost like a bit of a RPG, and you have to learn your stripes and then get into the professional ranks.
Now, before we get into the critical talk about this, I don't know why, but I have a soft spot for a horse racing game. I'm not particularly keen on horse racing, but I was recently watching one of Marathon Gaming's videos on YouTube, friend of the show, all-round great guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Every time I see him on these videos, he's such a handsome devil, isn't he? I kind of get a little bit of hero worship going on.
Yeah. I like telling people he's my friend.
I like telling people he's my lover.
Wow.
Controversial. I've even got one of those little Discord 90s key rings, you know, the clear ones where you can put your own photo in. I've got him on my keys.
Oh my God.
I get distracted.
So that was my photo in there. Oh well.
You're dead to me now.
Wow.
You're a handsome man, but you're nothing compared to that.
No, I'll admit that I'm not.
I'm not. I sometimes even tell people it's me before the hideous facial disfigurements.
Anyway.
I was spellbound, as always, by one of his great videos, Marathon Gaming on YouTube. Go check it out. And he got lost in the weeds talking about Farlapse, not Prolapse, Farlapse on the Nintendo Switch. He had a physical copy. Started doing some research on this game. I might buy it on the eShop for the full price of $34.99. George, what are you doing? I know I don't know what I'm thinking, but, you know, it's G1 Jockey.
Oh.
What a great way to take that game on the go.
That's your new trademark.
Yeah. Tell me more. Make your Christmas promise to me come true. Marathon Gaming coming on for a Christmas special. True or false?
True.
Oh, God.
Just got sort of dates, but yes. He should be coming on in December.
So close, I can touch him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's coming on now, but he was.
I hope he is.
Well,
anyway, so there we go. There's a modern version of it, Farlapse. I'm going to probably download that and probably lose hours to it, although on checking the reviews, they're a little bit harsh, but one wonders if they'd played the earlier versions, because maybe if they had, they'd say it's the same game. G1 Jockey, what's your thoughts?
Well, obviously, before I started playing the game, I was thinking, I just want to get this out of the way. Not quite sure. I'm not into horse racing at all, but on booting it up on the 360, looked very good. I'll give them that. Graphically, the colours, everything looked really good. And I thought, oh, this looks quite good. And then you start off as sort of a trainee jockey, and I thought, this has a little bit of story to it.
It's the Gran Turismo of horse racing games.
That's it. Hey, you just nicked my line. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, thanks for listening, listeners. We'll see you next week. I think there's nothing wrong with being given the unofficial controller. Oh,
I. That, well, it's that, funny how we
that
both.
That is right. Even the menu
that.
Sounds. Even the menu sounds.
Yes.
And it coaches you through to riding your horse like Gran Turismo does driving a car. And it's very is Gran Turismo on horses. And when I first started learning all these different things, I thought, my God, there's a lot of controls here. I thought, this seems really tricky. Done the first couple of runs, learning the controls, and thought, oh, this, I don't know about this. But then you do your first race, just like a practice race, and I thought, oh, yeah, now I'm getting a sprint. I'm looking behind me, seeing where they are, using the whip, blah, 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 blah. And it was quite enjoyable. Yes. And I was, you know, when I was then going back to the trainer and seeing the other trainees there and or apprentices, whatever they call them, and then we had a race off between us to get your license for, and I'd done that far, and I just got into, when I finished band, I just got into, you know, the start of my professional career. And I think I played for about an hour and a half, maybe an hour and three quarters, and I quite enjoyed it. I can't say that, I wouldn't say it was, you know, my favourite game of the year, but it's definitely something I thought was going to be boring, not interesting. But they've actually gone quite in depth for that. That's quite technical controls, but good to you. It makes sense. They're weird because you're not technically steering the horse, but you are. So
have I been validated?
Yeah, I would definitely say, I mean, on the Challenge RGT for the first game, G1 Jockey, it is worth a play.
What this segment was called?
Challenge RGT, yeah.
What was the theme tune I came up with?
Oof, I have no idea.
Shall I do it to the theme of Cilla Black's Surprise Surprise? Because I'm really pleased that's gone over well. But here's your next game.
I mean, you can do.
Challenge RGT. A game of mediocre quality hits you between the eyes. For the sake of everyone, that's as far as that needs to go.
You might need to put a bit more writing and thought into that. But it's getting there. Let's get in there.
I made a couple of things rhyme. I mean, one could argue that's all one needs to do.
I'd book the studio, to be fair, and get that recorded because I think that's you're on a winner.
Okay.
Mm. But yeah, so yeah, I'm actually glad I did play it. So
are you ready for your next one?
No, I'm not ready for the next one because I know you're going to try and make it as obscure as possible. So
no, this is not that obscure. This is not that obscure, but you might have it. You might not. Aquanaut's Holiday on the PlayStation 1.
I do not have that, so I've got to get on eBay, have I?
Yes.
Aquanauts.
Aquanauts.
Okay. I'm going to have to write that down.
I better check that's what it actually is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's it.
This is a real game. You just haven't made this up for me to just keep trawling through all the
No, my good friend, this is a real game.
What is it, Aquanauts, what?
Holiday.
Holiday.
Yeah.
This sounds bad.
This
sounds
one,
bad.
It's not bad, but it certainly will make G1 Jockey feel like a AAA game.
Okay. Well,
now, what do you want to do? Because we can talk about what I've been playing. I don't feel like I've been on the show in a country mile, so that might take a little bit of time, or we can get your whole section done because you're contractually obliged to rock it with a hidden gem.
I certainly am, yes. I could do that. So you can do the hidden gem now if you like.
I'm ready. Mumsy, bring me the smelling salts.
Oh, you're taking this serious now, aren't you?
RGT, yeah. He's like the Lone Ranger.
Oh.
Riding on down to bring hidden gems to me.
Wow. That's impressive.
Now, I've hired a singing coach.
Yeah, you could tell.
How was that?
I would say you're probably the songbird of your generation.
Finally getting the respect and credit I deserve.
Definitely.
By thrashing out an 80s theme tune that I've cannibalised badly.
Mm-hmm. I'd say improved.
I was going to burst into song again, but I feel like I could probably overburn the pudding here.
I was going to say, yeah, just quit while you're ahead.
So let me pull up a chair.
Yes.
Get my duvet and my little book.
Get comfortable.
Down. Yep. I'm.
It's this one this week is an absolute. This is a cracker this week.
Hang on. Let me get my slippers on.
Okay. Are you ready yet?
Maybe a bit of warm milk, Mumsy.
Stop keep sucking your thumb. You can't talk properly on a mic.
That's me blowing kisses, Mumsy. Now I've actually thought that through.
Anyway, this week, what I was then just saying, is an absolute cracker this week. So yes. This was developed and published by...
Am I... Obviously, those new to the show, it might be their first show. If it is, wow. What a one to start with. But more importantly, we have a little guessing game, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Are we playing that today, the guessing game?
We certainly are.
And obviously listeners can play along at home. So when was it released?
This was released in 2016, but I think originally there was a port of it back in 2004.
Okay. What was the company that released it?
They developed it? The dev and the publisher was Infinite Dreams.
Maybe a little bit more. I feel like I've not got my thinking brain in today.
Now, this is a vertical shooter.
Oh,
or as God. They, as all the cool kids say,
give me a
shmup.
A tote shooter.
Yeah.
I have no idea about tote shooters.
You probably, I would imagine, have this in your PlayStation library because I believe it was a monthly game, or the original one was, and then this newer version was the monthly game, I think, or it was a purchase one, I can't remember, but you've definitely got one of them in your library, I think. Any ideas?
Oh, I'm getting some formulations. Was it on Vita as well?
Yes.
Artwork, crazy, really well drawn. Colourful. The game's actually colourful, but the name is escaping me. And if you say it now, what is the name of the game?
Skyforce Reloaded.
No, it's not what I was thinking.
Now, I'll go as far to say this is probably, no, I think it is my favourite shooter of all time. This game is...
Wow.
And it is brilliant for one reason. And it is, you got 13 missions on your levels to do, right? And you'll start off with a weak ship and you'll start off with just your little bullets. And it's quite a slow game. It's not a fast, it's not a bullet hell shooter. It's very slow, methodical. You'll have hostages you have to rescue. So that'll say one of your missions might be rescue all the hostages. So you concentrate on that. Rescue all the hostages, that's ticked off.
It sounds a bit like Rezogun, doesn't it? Obviously, I know Rezogun's different, but they rescue the hostages.
And then that a bit of the sound effects as well. I'll just jump into the sound effects. Ah, brilliant. Brilliant music. Absolutely superb. And also, then you'll go back. So if you finish a mission, get the hostages. And that'll say, go through the mission without getting hit. So you concentrate on getting hit. Then that'll be collect all the stars, because when you destroy a ship, you get a little bunch of stars. So you can concentrate and collect all the stars. And then you'll have one where that'll be... destroy all enemies. While you're doing this, you can upgrade your ship and you can get better weapons. And you can work your way through the levels. Now, you might not be able to do all those missions on them earlier levels at first. So you work your way through later levels as you unlock them. Then you can come back with your better ship and rinse through. And it's got that real... It is so addictive. It is... Graphics are still gorgeous. They look absolutely brilliant. I love the sound effects. I love the music. I love the upgrade system. And I just think it is a really well thought out shooter. I find too many shooters are bullet hell and you just, you know, it's just absolute chaos. This, you have to be methodical with this. You have to learn the routines. The ships will always come the same place. So if you destroy the ships, and you know, there'll be like helicopters as well. If you're just destroying all the ships and the helicopters, you'll learn that pattern when they come. And there's a line of them come from the left. You move over the left, got them ones. There's two helicopters coming from the right. Get them. And you can work your way through. And it is so addictive. And I think me and my brother-in-law were playing it back in the day when it came to, I think it was Skyforce came to PS Plus. And I think Reloaded I bought later, but it was cheap. And we were always talking about it. How far you got? How many missions you done? Have you cleared 1, 2, and 3 yet? And, you know, 100% of them. And it was just so much fun, that game. And it is, I just think for a shooter, it's something, you know, I know I say this every week, but it's something a little different with the upgrade system and the ships and the missions to do. And you feel a real sense of achievement when you're 100% a level. Yeah, I've done that. And your ship's getting more and more powerful. And it's a brilliant game. I mean, price-wise, this is also, don't quote me on this, I think there might have been a limited run physical copy of this, but for digital, I think they're $7.99 the game. Well, for $13.99, you can get the double pack, so you get Skyforce and Skyforce Reloaded. I would tend to go more for the Reloaded game because it's got that bit more depth in with your upgrades and bits and pieces. But if you like shooters then and you haven't played this, you've got to play it because this is one of the best shooters ever made, without a doubt.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
Wow. Well, recommends don't come much higher than that on the show, RGT. Absolutely wonderful. Before I go on to my rather elaborate what you've been playing, let's just settle for a moment. Obviously, format next week, it's round the corner.
Yes.
And we had a competition where we were going to promise people that they could get two tickets to format.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one would imagine that a switched on, very professional podcast has the competition prepared and ready to go.
Yep.
Because we're going to announce it this week on air. RGT, I propose to you that they can either email us the questions at unofficialcontrollerpodcast.com or drop in the... What section of the Discord would you like this to be put into? Just to, like, a little aside.
They could just pop it in general nonsense and we'll keep an eye out for it.
Basically, I was thinking they could send us a picture,
mm-hmm,
either of themselves as in what they're hoping to wear for format, right? Yep. Just a bit of fun.
Yep.
Or, now you can choose, or maybe they're a picture of their favorite game,
yep,
or gaming-related tat. So you can, let's do it all, actually. So a picture of yourself in what you might wear to format,
mm-hmm,
or a picture of some game related tat, your favorite game, console, pickup, collector's piece, action figure. Send us a picture of whatever you want. Obviously, mm-hmm, it's a PG show, so be careful. Okay. Questions at Unofficial Controller Podcast or in the Discord, put it in the screenshots and clips section. Probably makes sense.
Yeah, good idea.
And we will judge and announce the winner on next week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have their format tickets prior to their arrival in Manchester. So clear your diaries down. If you were coming anyway, maybe just hold off on those tickets while you find out if you've won a couple. How's that sound? You look nervous. I've clarified the pictures to be clean.
No, that is perfect. No, that is absolutely spot on. And then what I'll do is, once we announce the winner, then this, you know, that same day that the show's out, I will forward the digital tickets onto those people.
Perfect. And I'm thinking that we, obviously the Discord is a great place to go and listen and continue the story when the show is not on air or you're between episodes. But if you're not in there, I don't want to exclude our loyal listeners who aren't part of the Discord, so they can email us at questions@unofficialcontrollerpodcast.com. If you are struggling to write that down or you're not really sure, obviously on the Instagram, there's a link. You can follow it to there and then email us from there, whatever you want to do. Heck, do you know what? I'll even accept at this point a DM on Instagram.
Yeah, perfect.
We can't say fairer than that. So whatever medium, now, however deeply you're involved in the show, we don't want to exclude anybody. We want to give everybody the chance to win. Obviously, if this is a UK-based event, so if you win and you're in another country, we first of all, thank you for listening. But obviously, we're not going to cover your plane fare.
Yeah.
But if you're over here anyway, or you're feeling a bit fruity and you want to come and meet us and some other members of the show, you're more than welcome to. Even OG Tom was threatening to visit, but he can't. So it is what it is.
Yep. Yep. Brilliant idea. That'd be brilliant. And we can
write that down, because I've already forgotten what I've asked them to do.
That's all down. It's all
costume down. Of what you were going to wear to format. Be funny. You don't actually have to wear that on the day. It's a little bit of fun. We will judge and see which is the best one. Or if you're camera shy, your proudest piece of gaming tat.
Yep.
Definitely. Seems fair. Seems slightly on point as well. It's either nightlife or gaming. One would imagine Simran would be happy with us. If you're wondering what format is, dig not that far into the back catalogue, a couple of weeks, and you'll find yourself an interview with Simran where we talk to him all about his history with Team 17 and gaming development and gaming promotion and how he ended up running and hosting Format, the world's most exclusive nightlife event that we have been given the great honour of being invited to. And we're going to use it as and also a place to hang out with you and have a couple of beverages.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be great. So, as the lone wolf for the show, I have to ask myself, George, what have you been playing? Well, I'll tell you what I've been playing. A little bit. It's very much like this now. You're getting very much like OG Tom.
Am I?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You just sit there, you're like, I've done my bit, now I can do all his own stuff. I'm not carrying him, little worm.
Lovely job. I'll see you next week.
Wow. Okay.
Before you go there, can I just announce the September comment of the month, please? Get that done.
Park everything. Park everything. Who am I?
I weren't actually finished, you see. So, but anyway, we'll carry on. So our community manager.
Let's just upgrade you. You're now the president of UCP. I am the honorary chairman, but I really have no power or sway in the organization anymore.
Are you still that high up? Are you? Wow. Well, do something about
Dude, it's a throwaway Mickey Mouse role. I have no executive power. I'm not on the board. You, Seb, and the other 4K members, you run the show now, and I'm...
Let's say you're chairman, but you're on garden leave. That's a bit more sort of appropriate, I think.
I argued through legal means to be honorary chairman.
Yeah. It
means I can still be here. I'm not paid. I can't decide the direction of the business anymore. I can't discuss or argue for content. I can't challenge the direction that the show's going in. I have no executive sign-off on merch, outside events, guests.
Good. Have you still got your cleaning role? You still doing the sweeping up and the teas?
Outside of recording, they don't want me around, so I'm not allowed to do that either.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough.
That's what James the Work Experience Boy is for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, spot on.
So September comment of the month. Tell me, which lucky swine in the Discord has won themselves a signed copy of your briefs?
Well, that's not my briefs before anyone says anything. And it is our first double winner.
Ooh.
Yes. And it is Digital Mongery this month. His second time of winning. Now, our community manager, Boba, it's probably a double reason why he's winning, but the comment he picked is Digital Mongery had just put all he'd put on the Discord was Boba is ace. So I think Boba was so chuffed for that. He's picked that as his comment of the month. But also, I'm going to award it to Digital Mongery this month for starting the challenge accepted, which is going really well. And we're in our first month.
Who
of
else
that.
Has won?
Oh, Game and Graham has won. Elliot has won.
No, you said it was a double. Oh, I mean, he's won before, he's won again.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say to you, it's a double-double win, because last time he won, I said that you had to do them as a pair.
Right.
Didn't I? Him and Mrs. Digital Monkery as equally involved in the show.
Yeah.
As a couple.
Okay.
And therefore, I argued last time they both deserve something.
Okay. Well, they can both have something this time.
Okay. Good. Nice.
So also, like I say, we select.
What you need to remember about them? No. I realise that could probably be a bit of a double entendre, so we'll leave it there.
Yes, that's probably best. But anyway, because he started this in his run and knee channel accepted sort of part of Discord, which this month is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 warehouse level, the first level high scores. And I can give you a run and table at the moment, if you like.
Well, hang on. Once again, let's just give Digital Monkery and Mrs. Digital Monkery their due. Always on the Discord, getting involved.
Yep, always.
This challenge accepted particular piece of Discord gold. Everyone can get stuck in. As you say, there's quite a voracious leaderboard. People have been having a go.
Yep.
I've seen some quite big numbers thrown around on there.
Yep.
So quite a worthy winner. Normally it's just a comment, but he's gone above and beyond to secure it. So obviously they want matching. What's the price? T-shirts or?
Well, you can either have the very, very selective and very rare Unofficial Controller Podcast T-shirt. You just have to DM me the sizes you want, and I will send two T-shirts to you, Mrs. Digital Monkery and Mr. Digital Monkery. Or you
they
can have
should
a 10.
Win those, get them sent out ASAP. I don't think we're going to be able to do this. Then take a picture of them both in those, then upload them for the format entry.
There we go. That's perfect. And also, if you didn't want the T-shirts, you could have a £10 top-up for either Xbox, Nintendo Switch, or PlayStation.
Who wouldn't want the T-shirt, though?
Well, that's what I mean. It is exclusive. And I mean, if someone sees you in an Unofficial Controller Podcast T-shirt, they're thinking, yeah. They're the guys. Seriously. That is, there's not many people walking around in them, I can assure you. So
well,
they
we
are,
keep it that
they
way
are
on
very,
purpose.
Very exclusive.
We keep it that way on purpose.
But yeah, so going back to the challenge accepted, the leaderboard. At the
Hang
moment,
on a minute.
What?
I do want one more T-shirt. Bada Binkster, he keeps sending me T-shirt designs. Great, I've got album cover designs coming in, but one that we haven't had is Unmapped, Dave Mallard.
Oh,
with a picture of you as Nathan Drake, but a little copy of the game on a T-shirt. That's Unmapped.
Oh, we don't want that as a T-shirt.
We do.
Well, you do.
You do. You'd have it.
No,
you
I
would
don't.
Have. You would buy a mannequin to stick in your Uncharted collections area with you as Dave Mallard.
No.
I mean,
no.
What we're talking about here is what could be colloquially known as a wet dream.
Oh. Anyway,
tell me the leaderboard.
Fifth
is Marathon Gaming as Marathon Gaming?
Will you let me read this leaderboard?
I want to imagine Marathon Gaming is winning the just for bragging rights leaderboard. Has he even entered?
Just wait and see, then we'll discuss after the leaderboard. Calm down. You're all excited. You've had too much fizzy pop.
It's the only way. It's the only thing that keeps me alive.
A couple of panda pops and he's off. Right, we have. That's called Blast from the Past, Panda Pops.
Well, as ex-honorary president, as you're now telling me, Panda Pops is about the upper limit of my aristocratic drinks.
Yeah, definitely. Fifth place is Bada Binkster, the real Luigi, with 14,000.
It's me with a 14,000.
Fourth place is Mrs. Digital Monkery with 43,000.
Mr. or Mrs.?
Mrs. Yeah.
Go on, girl.
And then third place is Digital Monkery of 101,000.
Oh.
Second place is yours truly with 1.192 million.
You need to get out.
So 1,192,000. Hang on. And then in first place, we have Rose Space Monk with 1.8 million.
You know, all the other boys gather around and watch a bigger boy, a man.
Yes.
Play Tony Hawk's Rose Space Monk. My goodness. Gracious me.
Can rock a deck, and I said deck. He's really good. Unbelievable. He can grind. He can do tricks, lip tricks, everything. He is unbelievable. All in one trick combo. That is 1.8 million in one trick. I nearly
Holy
broke.
Moly.
Yeah, that's what it is. I done just short of 1.2 million and nearly broke my thumbs. I had to give up. You know, you're on it with your thumbs. My thumbs have never worked that hard. So there's the leaderboard. You left me with dead air, and I was thinking, what are you coming out with now?
No, I thought to myself, no, he's rode himself down this little non-negotiable pathway. I'm going to leave him there.
They are all skateboard terms. I have said nothing out of the ordinary.
Wow, that's my job.
Yep. So, yeah, so anyway, so there's our winners, and that's the updated leaderboard, which will go on till the end of the month. And then the first of each month will be the new challenge that Digital Monkery will set. So this will be run until the 31st, where we'll get the bragging rights for the winner of that.
Oh, month. So these people might not have won yet. So there's a chance for anyone out there who's got a copy of the game, either remastered or the original.
I recommend, if you're playing it, don't use the original games. This is what reminded me when Rose Space Monk pointed this out. If you play the remade versions on the original Tony Hawk's game, they use the controls from, I think it's Tony Hawk's 3, so you can use the manual and that. In the original games, you can't use a manual, so it's hard to combo your tricks together. So your best plan on the remake, they done the Tony Hawk's 1 and 2.
But if you're a gaming god, you might pull it off on the original.
You might well do.
In which case, even more bragging rights.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, that's a recommended format to play.
Okay, anyway. Well, I told you they came together, Mr. and Mrs. Digital Monkery, didn't I?
You did.
They're on the leaderboard, together, supporting each other.
Yep.
That's Brilliant. What we like here on the show. Excellent stuff. Now one wonders if I may be so bold this far in, or do you think anyone's really interested?
Mumsy, is George allowed to say what he's been playing, or is he not allowed anymore? Oh, he is allowed. Okay, yeah, you can.
What's this you come can. To? You've even taken my own mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Was so that in the contract?
I'm more successful, so she tends to sort of support the more successful person. So, yeah, two sugars, Mamsie. Yeah, sorry, carry on. What were you saying?
Who have I been shouting to?
Yeah. She's not actually there. She's here. So.
She's not your actual mum either, so that could go all sorts of crazy ways. Right, okay. I'll tell you what I've been playing.
Yep.
I don't even know if I want to anymore.
Go on, you've got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Staggered.
Clock's ticking.
Okay, a little bit of a play on Anno. Still finding that absolutely remarkable. Been dipping my toe into my ultimate plus-plus playthrough of Spider-Man on the PS5. Why not?
Getting yourself ready for the old
I kind of didn't want to, which is, you know, kind of defeated the object of just forcing myself to play Switch, so I'm more amazed by the graphical fidelity of this generation of consoles. And it's worked. You know, I popped Spider-Man on the other day and was like, yeah, this is great. Still great. Looks great. Dropped straight back into the controls. Was a little bit of a struggle at first because Ultimate is very unforgiving. If you played through it seamlessly, you wouldn't even think it was that tough. If you just pick it up this late in the game, because everything has happened, I'm at the stage where all the people on the rooftops want a slice of you. So you can't swing anywhere without a rocket in your backside or a couple of bullets lodged in your shoe. So that is kind of challenging, to be fair, but, you know, we'll let it go. So I've been enjoying that. Obviously still enjoying Anno. Just keep creeping forward. It's harder and harder.
How many hours have you put in Anno now? You must have.
A lot. Yeah, an awful lot. More than I dare to really say. And no, I won't. You can pay me to reveal how much Anno I've played. That just, may protect my shame.
Can I see it on your, if I go on your PlayStation, what do you call it, your friends, go on the friends list and look on there.
I was going to ask Mumsy just to rip the Ethernet cord out the wall, but I guess it's too late.
She isn't there.
She's not here. I've lost her to you.
Yep.
Savage. Didn't even get a note. So, Anno, bit of that. What else have I been playing? So I've been playing Civilization 6.
Ooh, is that because you've been playing Anno?
Give you it's a like bit Anno Methadone, yeah. that Civ 6.
Needs another hit.
It doesn't feel as good compared to Anno now as it has historically to me. Civ 6 is interesting. Playing it on Switch, great game to take on the go, Mercy. And I got it in a sale a few, maybe a month or so ago now. And I just popped it on the other day to have a quick play. 500 turns, goes by relatively quickly, maybe 6 hours, maybe a bit more. Yeah, just trying to get my head around the mechanics. They're all a little bit different, if I'm honest. And the way the technology tree unlocks itself is a little bit different. So just trying to get used to that, trying to find the best way to win the game, either get to space or you can achieve other sort of wonder-based wins. But I was going for a straight technological race, but barely got into the modern age when someone else was landing on Mars. So yeah, kind of shows you how sort of rusty I am on Civ, but enjoying pulling that through. What else have I been playing? Oh, Resident Evil 0 and Resident Evil 1. Resident Evil 0 played through and finished. Quite fun. I like...
Is that the originals, or did you play the...
Playing these on the remastered edition.
Oh, the Origins?
The Origins Collection, yes. Yeah, as it's known, available on... PS4, probably Xbox and Switch. More than likely, get it on Steam.
But they've got, am I right in thinking, they haven't got tank controls? They've got a bit more of a
they
modern
have
control.
Got tank controls.
Oh, okay.
Mapped to the D-pad, which is cool. Okay. And they have also got more modern controls mapped to the left analog. I did find myself using a combination of play styles because lining up on that herb.
Oh, so you don't have to set one or the other. They're actually both in play at the same time.
They exist at the same time. Yeah.
That's clever, that.
It is annoying, though. I do feel like I've talked about this on air before, but I might just be dreaming. It's still got that whole walk into the screen issue. Even with the modern controls, that doesn't change. You kind of see it, you stop, but the game would already let you get away with it as long as you kept the stick in the right position and it would still move you towards the screen. But quite often I find myself going, oh, no, I need to change the way I'm pushing on the stick to match this new camera angle. And then your character stops and walks back the way they came. Oh, so there's been a lot of frustration with that. Played and finished Resident Evil 0. I quite like the two characters. I quite like the ability to just drop inventory items anywhere and you can go back and they stay there. Which is useful.
Oh, so you don't have to put them in a box?
You don't have to use a lockbox, but...
Oh.
Obviously, it does mean that that moment you got excited and saw a little bit of something and dropped what you thought wasn't going to be relevant to the game and then found out that it was all the way back at the beginning of the game is a bit, it can be a chore, whereas that's where the box comes into its own. Now, after finishing Zero... I had a little bit of a super slumber and then reawoke and got myself into Resident Evil 1 remake.
So am I right? I'm right in thinking Zero is a prequel.
Loosely. I think if you got a Resident Evil nerd in here, they would be a little bit sort of uncomfortable discussing the canon of Resident Evil that was created by Zero. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So it's not. For the diehard fans, it's not a one that they enjoy too much, is it?
I think that, you know, there's a really enjoyable game in there. So one would implore them to check it out, but it doesn't lead into the new one, into the first game as well as I think some people would like.
Oh, okay.
But
okay, so the lore's a bit loose.
Jumped into the first, the remake of Resident Evil 1, very excited. The first thing that confused me was the controls were completely different.
What, from Zero?
It looks the same,
But they're on the same. They remastered them together, didn't they, on that Origins collection?
They did. They weren't that far behind each other in the release schedule either when they came to GameCube originally, because they were GameCube exclusives. It fashioned itself as a bit of a Resident Evil machine, or it was fashioned to be a bit of a Resident Evil machine, and that's where you could go play Zero through to probably four at that point, which is obviously pretty incredible. But it was different controls. It went back to more traditional sort of PS1 star Resi controls for the targeting and the shooting. The buttons on the face buttons do now different things. The controls for moving your character are the same. That was obviously a little bit of a chore, so a little frustrating.
Yeah, that's a strange decision, you think, especially if they've on that Origins collection, they would have...
Playing them back-to-back as well has been a grind, because Resi is, and always has been, put this obscure... It's like the point-and-click games from back in the day. Put this obscure item in that obscure item, get another obscure item that you're going to need to combine with these other obscure items to unlock the next area.
Mm. Yeah, they sort of pad the time out with a bit of filler.
And there's a lot of backwards and forwarding, which is annoying. But the way the mansions have, and the games are designed, especially in Zero and One, the remake, is that there's always some sort of a shortcut back. There's always that door you can't unlock, and then you come through it back into the main area again, and it produces like a circular loop.
Yeah.
So that's... Do they look
good, or are they literally the GameCube sort of ROMs?
They are the GameCube ROMs, but they have been remastered in 2016, I think it was, when they were released on this Origins collection. So they look nice. All the stuff that's close to the camera looks great. It's obviously that pre-rendered background. It looks good. Character models have been updated. They look good. So yeah, it's been it's an enjoyable experience. Zero, I think I've enjoyed more than One, but only because I'd never played Zero before. Obviously going through One, there are some slight changes. So if you're a Resi fan, don't go into the remaster thinking, oh, it's fine, I've got this, don't you worry. Cause there's a few subtle changes that will keep you guessing, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Also had drop on the doormat, courtesy of Ray, a little bit of a sneaky drop off, but got Red Dead Redemption for Switch. Great game to take on the go. It looks good on there.
Yeah,
if anyone's in any doubt, calm down. It looks great on there.
I think I saw a comparison video between the Switch and PS3, and it did look good on the Switch.
It does. It looks really solid.
A lot more brighter.
Yeah. It is up slightly from PS3, in my humble opinion. And no doubt there's a load of YouTube videos there that are showcasing it. Now, shout out to Marathon Gaming again. I hope he listens. He must listen.
Yeah.
Well, either which way, someone can tell him that his video that he did the other day about, oh my goodness, if you're a Switch gamer, this month's going to absolutely destroy your wallet. He is not wrong. Obviously, we've got Wonder around the corner, some other stuff. Obviously, Arkham got pushed into December. Which is good news for the wallet, and probably good games to play at Christmas as well.
Or on the go.
And obviously we've got Spider-Man around the corner, so I'm a little bit overwhelmed with games. I need to double down on completion of this episode and get some stuff finished.
Yeah,
I feel less aggrieved about Red Dead because I've already played and finished it at least a couple of times, and probably only about, a year ago, played through and finished it again. Yeah, but, you know, feels really solid compared to what I remember playing a year ago. Looked great. In fact, my girlfriend commented, is this on your Switch thing? It's like, yeah. It's like, this looks really good, doesn't it? It's like, yeah. You know, sometimes a Switch will surprise you. It was always a pretty looking game anyway, but yeah, really enjoyed that. And just to finish off, Road to 96.
Oh, okay.
Great game to have on the go. I might even pick up a physical version of this. It's actually really fun. It's a little bit sort of...
Is that a lot of point and click sort of game?
Kind of. It's more like a Telltale game.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And you're on a road trip. Now, I bought it thinking it was going to be more of a road trip simulator. I was a little bit wrong, sadly. I hope to see a diner roar, and it's procedurally generated each different run. And I was hoping to see like a diner and pull in and sample the eggs and bacon and then pull in somewhere else and look at a geyser or a waterfall and pull in somewhere else. And there'd be some of this stuff along the way. But it was all very much as this narrative-driven, procedurally generated story about trying to get to the border. Each time you go, you pick up a different skill. Like my second run, I managed to earn a lockpick. On my third run, I managed to earn some other skill.
Oh, so once you play through the game, if you start it again, you keep that skill.
You do. Correct? You play as a different teenager escaping perdition or whatever this place is called, and you need to get over the border on Route 96 to escape this. There's basically, it's set in, it's weird because it's set in 1996, believe it or not, but we have to believe there's a totalitarian state that we don't know about that's based on America. And bizarrely, I think the whole game is a allegory for Trump. I'm not even sure, versus Hillary Clinton. You know, ignore that part of it, to be honest. Although it forms main part of the narrative, we ain't got no time for that nonsense in video games. But you meet these different characters along the way, and you have to get across the border. Last night, before I turned it off, I got to a queue of trucks crossing the border, and I used my lockpicking skill to get in the back. Now, got in the back, we got to the first border check, and it was, I was like, oh my God, they're going to open the back. So I looked around the room and I was given, looked around the back of the truck and I was given the chance to hide behind a box. I jumped over. I was like, yeah, this is going to be okay. You get a bit further down and the guy's like, right, we're going to scan. Okay. We're going to scan the vehicle. Any movement will show on here. So I was like, oh, great. So I put the controller down. And the vehicle got scanned. Yeah, nothing on board. Great. Get to the next one. Breathing detector. Oh. And I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Now, I believe one of the skills you're going to unlock is probably something like fitness. Because I tried to hold my breath. I think I've had a bit more life. I might have got away with it. So I got my character to hold his breath. And I died just before the scan finished.
Oh.
Or no, I breathed and therefore I was found.
So do you, so each run, you do, obviously you don't make it on each run then?
No, you get, and you meet different characters each time, or a couple of different characters each time you play. I think I've now met the full suite of characters, including a very creepy taxi driver. And you meet these people. Now, each one of the people I've met, I've moved their progress bar through to sort of in between 15 and 20%. Knowing of them. And I think you can only truly have the game completed when you've seen all three endings and you've done 100% with each of these people you meet along the way. You do meet other people, but only these people really count.
This sounds really interesting.
It is interesting. I would air caution. All the things I'm talking about sound really great and really deep. When you actually play it, it's a bit more surface level than... Okay. I'm describing exactly what I did. But even in describing exactly what I did, it sounds a lot bigger game than it is. I don't know how to that makes sense. Obviously, a cross-country road trip sounds like it's this massive game. I say about how I pulled over in a caravan park and then I met this lass and we talked and then I went and spoke to Dancing Dave. Then I slept in a box next to him. Then I got up the next morning, tried to find some breakfast, and thumbed it to the next location. It sounds like you're moving your character around through this. And then sometimes you are, but other times it's more of a top down. These are just these little interactions build up.
So how long does it take for a run to get to the border? It
takes about an hour for a run.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've done my first run, I think the game might have like stopped it early to teach you the mechanic that you don't make it. Because I don't really feel like I could have done any more to have got any further. There weren't any options available to me to extend that run.
Yeah.
So it, almost like a Souls Bloodborne or something like that, you kind of hit some hard stops early so you learn the progress of rebirth and coming through and with skills. But anyway, yeah, interesting game. I think it's worth checking out. It's on sale in the eShop right now. Oh, really? Who is?
Oh, no, I think someone went up first, because this is a couple of years old, this game.
Easily, yeah. Now, something tells me it was part of an Xbox showcase for Xbox Series X games.
I'm not sure if Bada Binkster had it. Is it on PlayStation as well?
I think it's probably on everything right now.
Yeah, I'm sure Bada Bingster had that on PS4, maybe PS5.
Yeah, might have done. Yeah,
I might be wrong, but I'm sure I'd seen someone was playing that in the Discord.
Well, either way, it's a nice, fun distraction. It's on offer right now. I've really enjoyed just going in the sales. Oh, and I've been playing Wrestling Empire. I know we have a lot of wrestling game fans on the show. If you're looking for a sequel to N64 No Mercy, it's not this, but this game is equally just as good. It's got like a... Actually, can you ask Mumsy to come back round here and why my jaw shut? Because I say some things that are pretty flagrant. It isn't anywhere near as good as N64 No Mercy, the classic, but it does have elements in there that will provide you with joy. If this game had come out concurrently with WCW versus NWA or something like that on the N64, this would be viewed as an absolute banger. It doesn't necessarily hold up. It's a game developed by one guy. It's got a load of different wrestlers in, all with counterfeit names, a bit like ISS Pro was back in the day, where it wasn't the real characters, but it was like words that were close to those footballers.
Man Red and Merseyside Red and Merseyside
that sort
Blue,
of stuff. Yeah. And there's a really big sort of RPG element to managing the wrestler's career as you go through. You can fight for different factions. You can change your gimmick. You get challenged to do different things by the CEO of the corporations that you work for. It's pretty interesting. But going in, you need to bear in mind the fact that the graphics are awful for a modern game, and it's glitchy. You'll do a move on someone in the ring, and both of you will end up in the crowd. But that adds to the craziness of pro wrestling, and it almost kind of plays into the whole thing of it. And the characters have feuds they remember, and they go through and they'll call you out. When you normally play a wrestling game or a fighting game, predominantly a wrestling game, your player character walks down to the ring in a cutscene. At this one, they appear at the curtain and you walk them down while pressing the right taunt stick to do the taunts. You have to do the intro yourself. You act it out on the way to the ring.
That's different.
It is different. If you can play it week to week, almost like SmackDown's career mode, where it just rocks up, here's your match, there you go, quick chat with the CEO, you're done. Or you can go in free roam mode. You can walk around, you can go to the gym, you can train up your character. You can go in the shops, you can go in a restaurant, you can speak to other people, you can form alliances backstage. When the timer at the bottom of the screen goes green, that's your notice to make your way to the ring. When you walk through the curtain, then your music will play and then you enter the ring as normal.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So there's a lot going on there. Now, I had this idea for a game, a fever dream, back in 1996 after playing WCW versus No Mercy. I remember being on a dog walk and thinking, oh, it'd be great if they could do that, but they're never going to do that. Well, someone must have had the same fever dream as me, because all these years later, they created it.
So do you think it's like a love letter to those?
It's most definitely a love letter. It definitely puts a very more in-depth career mode in. It covers off all of wrestling. So if you're a wrestling nerd and you're fed up with all these shoots and marks, then you want to make yourself over to Wrestle Empire, because you may find something. It also reminds me, now, someone did write in with Community Corrections, and I can't remember the name. There was this sort of Excel spreadsheet-based wrestling game.
Wasn't that
Gaming Gram, I think, put me right on the name. And this feels very much like an interactive, fully playable version of that.
Ah, okay.
So very interesting. People get dropped by different promotions, picked up by others. Some are given a push, some win the title, some are... Like yesterday when I got in the ring, the referee said to me, he was also the boss of the company. We had a special guest referee of this certain business I'm working for at the moment. He says, you can win easily by paying me $3,000, or you can do it the hard way. And I went, oh, I'm going to do it the hard way. When I pinned the guy, the ref jumped down on the floor with his hand in the air and he did a slow count. He was like one.
Oh.
And the guy obviously jumped out and I was like, what is this? What on earth is this? When mate got me in a pin, he was like, one, two. And I was like, oh my God, I can't let this happen again. So then this was for the belt as well. So it makes you, even though you're looking at absolute drivel, as OG Tom would call it, CFAX graphics or worse, the actual combined storyline of events come together to make you really invested in it. Like I say, never trust a game when you perform a suplex in the middle of the ring and you both end up in the crowd. You know it's a broken pile of poopy. But in there is a gem. that's been shined up to resemble at least an amethyst.
So you have you design your own rest of you and have this career?
You can if you want to, or there's a whole host of what I would call classic to modern wrestlers with slight name changes. Obviously, you can go, I implore you to maybe go on Reddit or whatever and find out someone who's literally worked out who all these different people are. You can go into the editor mode and you can change all the names back to the originally intended names, the licensed names.
Oh, that's good. Well, it sounds good. It sounds like he's done well with that game. There's one chap made that.
He really has. He should probably work on a UCP game. I feel like we have talked for a considerably long amount of time without giving any factual stuff over. And let's face it.
Definitely.
The title of the show was Mario Bears All. And you came here either to see an Italian man with his trousers down or information on Mario Wonder. Luckily for you guys and girls, we've got you on one of the counts. It's time for the news. We scour the very darkest range of the internet to bring you the latest stories. First up, Souls Born into existence. Now, this is the sort of exclusive that you'd pay for, but this show's free. Don't forget that. That's why you can forgive us some of our mediocre wobblings, you know, because we don't charge for this.
Nope.
Some have told us we should do, and both of us could retire off the back of that funding. But we've decided to know. We let this show will always be free.
Definitely.
Can't say fairer than that, can you, really?
No, you can't.
Say Sony may have hosted tests for a super secret Soulsborne game. Presumably, at this point, one would have to imagine one pray for it to be on PS5. This week, the mysterious release was discovered by Reddit as part of a submission by a market research firm in the UK. According to the listing, the event was given scheduled to take place in Oxford Circus between 10th of October and the 13th of October. Given the close proximity to the PlayStation UK's headquarters, it's safe to assume the Japanese giant was involved. The same company also conducted consumer analysis for releases like Dreams and Gran Turismo 7. Of course, the exact nature of the title here is unclear, although some are speculating the game may be upcoming PS5 exclusive Rise of the Ronin. It's believed Team Ninja title will release in early 2024, and so it's feasible playtests will be taking place right around now, if that's the case. Of course, it's not yet known whether this outing will have Soulsborne elements, and so it's also possible the market research being conducted here could relate to another title entirely. We're willing to be wrong, as always, but this is a thing that happened. If you put the pieces of the jigsaw together, it points really only in one direction. It's unlikely we'll ever learn publicly what the focus of the test is, but hopefully at this point it points to something fresh announcement-wise coming from PlayStation fairly soon. RGT.
Yes.
Obviously, it's hard to keep anything a secret, as this week's news theme is going to be based around. Obviously, in the modern world, you only need one whisper, and you've got a butterfly flapping its wings on the other side of the world somewhere.
Yeah. It's nowadays, especially when it comes to games, it's hard to keep anything. And let's be fair, these, you know, your Sonys, your Microsofts, your Nintendos, they do purposely leak stuff. They want to see a reaction. This was maybe even purposely leaked just to see what people's opinion would be. Or just to see if they want a new Soulsborne game. Just nip it out. We'll get this guy, pretend he's an informer, you know, anonymous, and drop this online to see what the reaction is. You know, so I think a lot of leaks...
Find out what the reaction to a reaction is. I think that's so strong.
That's research.
Well, I mean, what I would say is obviously we've got some information about Mario Wonder. That's the reason that we touted the show the way we did. But also I know that there's been story links over the last 7 to 10 days, and we're not going to cover them here. We're not going to talk about them. We're not going to acknowledge their existence. Obviously, next week we're going to do a Spider-Man 2 episode, and we'll give you a full preview, and we'll talk about everything that we can. Obviously, the game will be out by then, so we might even give you a mini review, or at least hands-on initial play. And we will, here's to you, Seb, we'll draft you in for that, get him on board, and we'll give you our full thoughts and theories about that. But obviously, also Spider-Man 2 information leaking, so keep... I think this month specifically is a wise one to be... I don't have the luxury of being able to stand off, because obviously we have to do research for the show and news and all that sort of stuff, but just stay off the internet. We're never going to spoil a game for you, but some people take pleasure in it.
Oh God.
Flashes, even if you
flashes back to Last of Us 2, this.
Did I spoil that for you?
No. There was people leaking stuff all over the place, weren't there?
I was going to say, I'm not a spoiler.
No. I'm just mean with people, you know, like with the Spider-Man 2 rumors and bits, and just avoid what you can. Do not be tempted to read anything.
It's like sitting down with someone watching a movie and someone saying, oh, do you know what happens next? Something really cool.
Don't.
You're an annoying human being, are you not? exciting stuff. But one thing we would say, obviously, these companies work really hard to keep things secret. And I think that's the main sort of drive of the news here. Obviously, as a podcast, we can only survive with these little nuggets and rumors and leaks and sniffs of air that we can expand upon and talk and maybe get 99% of the way there in terms of what we expect the product to be. But we're also playing on the fact that someone's been trying to keep this secret and they've been working their guts out. But that's a circular cycle of news. What's next?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
We have Can We All Just Play Nice? Well, the megaton news we've all been waiting for has finally landed. Activision Blizzard is officially part of Team Xbox as Microsoft eventually pushes its huge merger through after almost 2 years of work. Oh, thank God this has gone through.
I, at one point, wondered if the UK had actually thrown a spanner in the works. And I was thinking, oh, no. But they've passed it, so good news.
Now that we've all waded through all of the legislation and whatnot, though, it's about the games. As Xbox's Phil Spencer has already been keen to point out, here's what the Xbox boss has to say and why this is such a huge moment for the team and for Xbox players alike. I've long admired the work of Activision, Blizzard and King and the impact they've had on gaming, entertainment and pop culture. Whether it's late nights spent playing Diablo 4 campaign with friends from start to finish, gathering the entire family in the rec room for our weekly Guitar Hero night, or going on an epic streak in Candy Crush. Some of the most memorable gaming moments came from the experiences their studios have created. It's incredible to welcome such legendary teams to Xbox. For the millions of fans who love Activision, Blizzard, and King Games, we want you all to know from today it's a good day to play. You are the heart and soul of these franchises, and we are honoured to have you as part of the community. However, Phil doesn't just welcome the Xbox community to his new ActiBlizz-themed party. The boss has name-dropped PlayStation, Nintendo, and more as other communities that the team wants to involve with the past, present, and future of Activision Blizzard releases. Whether you play on Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, PC, or mobile, you are welcome here and will remain welcome. Even if Xbox isn't where you play your favorite franchises, because when everyone plays, we all win. We believe our news today would unlock a world of possibilities for more ways to play. Here at Pure Xbox, we're very excited to see how the future unfolds with Activision Blizzard officially under Xbox's wing. As you can also see, Phil and the rest of the team Xbox seem rather excited about that future too.
Interesting article.
Yeah.
Basically summarising everything that we've learned and hope to know about this Activision Blizzard buyout malarkey. I'm yet to see how this is going to play out, because obviously through Games Pass, through the meaning of Games Pass, they could just flick a switch and all these games could be available on there. Great perk.
Yeah.
Obviously accessing some of this back catalogue on other platforms, going to be a bit tough. Probably going to have to perform part of a re-release a remaster that you're going to pay for day and date at the front door.
Mm.
Right? So one way or the other, these games are going to be available on a multitude of formats, as Big Phil said. And obviously, friend of the show, Big Phil, because we sent our own Seb two packs to twerk on him. Genuinely.
Yeah.
While playing Mario and Wonder together. And again, everything links back because that's the next piece of news. But yeah, so I agree. These will probably, unless there's some reason, they're going to lock some off. And I know, obviously, they've locked off some of the Elder Scrolls content and Starfield and fair play. Why would you pay all that money and share it, has been my argument. But I suppose if you're making an entertainment business rather than a games console business, it makes sense to be able to put this stuff everywhere.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be win-win, because if the new, I don't know, a new Call of Duty, or they do a Starfield 2 or anything like that, if they did want to put it on other formats, they can. And the thing is, the draw for Xbox will be, well, you can go and pay £70 for it and play it on your PS5, or you can pay $8.99 a month or £10 a month, whatever it is, and play it on the Xbox. So the draw will be that if you've got an Xbox, you'll get it day and date. Whereas if you, so they'll make money off game sales and other formats, but they'll also draw people to Games Pass.
I mean,
so
I'm not being funny, but as long as there continues to be other players in the market, you might as well get their players to play your game and pay for your own captive players to play it for free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That way everything could be day and date. Although I feel that would be counterproductive to them. So there will be, I feel, if some of these remasters end up getting re-released or whatever, and they do make their way on to other systems, fair play. I can't see that being a massive thing, but some of these first-party titles that Call of Duty now forms part of, I don't even know what to think about all this, really, if I'm honest with you. I think that it's a good thing for gamers. I think that I think we've said before, obviously Sony signed like a 10-year, and Nintendo also signed like a 10-year deal to get COD there. Mm. That really does hint at the Switch 2 as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Because no one's playing COD on the OG Switch as much as I like the machine. No.
Nope.
Just no.
No.
I'm literally got poo in my pants about what Batman's going to look like when that trilogy lands in December. They've had a little bit of time to work it over, but they probably just wanted to escape the being compared in any way, shape, or form to Spider-Man 2, because that would be a disaster waiting to happen. But, you know, I think that Games Pass has got a big win here. Do I think it's been worth the aggro and the money they spent on it? At the moment, no, but I'm sure they've got a remuneration plan. Don't forget, Microsoft are thinking very big in terms of some of these franchises they own. Do you remember when we did the history, well, not you and I, but the show did an episode of the history of Minecraft, and they had a 100-year remuneration plan for Minecraft.
Yeah.
100 years.
Yeah, they're not spending this sort of money not planning out the future. They'll know what they've got prepared for Activision Blizzard and where they'll go going forward with their games and franchises. So I'm sure they've got that all mapped out. And
there's got to be some within that they're going to want to redevelop or use the skills of these studios to make exclusive games and content. And as I said before, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, last bit of news. We titled the show after it, so we're not clickbait. It's in here somewhere. Buried under G1 jockey in Aquanauts Holiday. if you're wondering, another anticipated Nintendo Switch exclusive has been linked online. This time it's Super Mario Bros. Wonder, due out next week on the 20th of October. After the voice of the new Mario was confirmed on Friday, there are now multiple reports suggesting Mario Wonder's ROM file is being distributed online. This new game is also being streamed on platforms like Twitch, although some users claim they've acquired physical copies early. In other words, if you don't want story and gameplay spoilers, you might want to avoid certain parts of the internet, as we said earlier, until the official release date. Similar situations were already played out with Switch games like Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom and Pikmin 4 in 2023, and it's happened to various other first-party releases in past years. Users who stream or upload footage of new Switch games that actually haven't launched yet risk permanent account bans on certain platforms if they haven't been given official permission. Nintendo won't be happy about it either. And sad news for Sega, as the upcoming release Sonic Superstars has also reportedly leaked online as well this weekend. So it's basically businesses rocking into October like the Titanic, leaking like sieves, not able to lock down any. I think Titanic's a safe joke now, to be fair. You know,
I think you're okay.
I think we're okay with that.
You know? Yeah.
Sorry for the families. Spoilers for a 30-year-old film was actually real.
I can't wait for you to finish this sentence. You've gone down the route of Titanic.
I don't even know when my mouth opens what's going to come out of it. The fact that the show hasn't been cancelled after 186 episodes is a mere miracle to me. I realise I'm now pushing my luck.
You're on borrowed time.
I am on borrowed time. The show's on borrowed time. I don't know where else. Oh, that, there we go. Some reference to leaky things.
Yeah.
It's not my weeping sore. I didn't know that was going to be said. It just got said. I'm sorry. Anyway, October, as try as they might, they tried to button all this stuff up, but obviously leaks are happening all over the place. I personally, yes, there is some nefarious action to it. There are obviously people trying to get hits. Hey, you could even argue we're one of them from information about these games because the internet. Oh, hold the line. I have a
knock. Mumsy's back.
Mumsy's why don't you back. Do? She's back. She wants forgiveness. You do the community correction, Squire, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Yes, no problem. Yes, so don't forget, everyone, if you do have any community corrections, you know where you can hit us up. It is at unofficialcontrollerpodcast.com, or you can DM us on Instagram or Twitter. But don't forget, you know, I know we say we aren't going to talk about it, but always, if you're a big gamer, always just try and have a look at our Discord. We spoke about it today with the challenge from Digital Muggery. So it's always worth a check on there and have a look. Oh, George is back. Was Mumsy come home?
It's a package from Amazon. I was hoping it'd be gaming related, but on a quick peek inside, I actually paused the recording of the world's biggest multi-format podcast to take receipt of some dot-on flea sachets.
Oh.
Or was it Spider-Man 2?
Oh.
It was dot-on flea sachets.
Oh. Did you check underneath all the packaging in case they put two in one? You just threw the box in recycling with Spider-Man 2 in the bottom.
And Mario Wonder?
Yeah. The leaked copy.
This is where all the leaks are coming from. It's me.
Yeah.
Where did we get to, Squire?
No, I've just said, you know, don't forget, if they've got a community correction, they can hit us up on unofficialcontrollerpodcast.com, or you can come and tell us on Discord how terrible information we are and how it's all gone wrong. And I've also said, you know, just had a little mention of the Discord, and that's where the gamers are. If you want to do challenges and you want to see me playing G1 Jockey or anything like that, that's the place to be.
Ooh, where do we get to see you play G1 Jockey?
Oof. Yeah, because there's this vicious rumour going around. Everyone wants me to live stream on the Wii, so I'm then dressed as a jockey and using the Wiimote as a whip.
But oh, it's about to say Mumsy put the polythene down, but she's not here, so I'll have to make a mess on the carpet. I think one would argue that's the end of the news. That's all done and dusted.
That's a way to end the news.
Well, you shake your head, to be honest. I'm going to be brutal, but honest at the same time. I'm not in peak physical form. I'm not out doing the walks and the runs like I used to. Therefore, if I got dressed up in jockey silks and was asked to whip a Wiimote on my leg for close to half an hour, I'd be sweating. And I've got an 18th century hand-woven Tibetan rug here at the mansion, and I wouldn't want that to get damaged in any way because it's a protected work of art now. It's not just a home. Everything you walk on, it's like, oh, careful. National Trust will be around. They'll be whinging at you. Okay, fair enough. Calm down.
And also, it's quite an awkward one to get cleaners around to remove your bodily fluids out of a rug.
No, sweat.
Yeah, still fluids out your body.
Fluid.
Yeah.
You went plural. All right. I was trying to clarify that it was only that.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Listen, I feel like this episode there's been some unsaid sexual tension between you and I, and the only way to resolve
What you're talking about.
I think, you know, anyone with ears and a pulse can sense it. They can feel it emanating. The only thing that's going to put this right, like two rutting deers, is the Ray.
Yep.
It's time for a peek in what we affectionately call Stingray's boot, what's nestled between some counterfeit nappies and a dodgy copy of Battlefriend all this week. These are the new release highlights for the week, October 15th to October 22nd, 2023. Listeners, these are out digital or physical, or will be by the time this podcast is in your feed, but could be region dependent. Springs, stop. What? Ray. Oh my giddy. Giddy gracious me.
What I tell you, saying?
You're going to break him, Ray. You're going to break him. Now, obviously, jockeys are diminutive characters, and therefore you would expect Wayne to be dressed as a jockey. But in fact, there's been a role reversal. Sting is dressed as the jockey, and Wayne is the horse, which he is riding. It's an unusual set of circumstances because at least 25% the size of Ray as I'm seeing him today. And he's riding around on a fully saddled Wayne, who is actually anatomically correctly displayed to me right now as a horse.
Shetland pony.
He's kind of, but very small, like a cat size, but...
Wow.
Yeah. And Ray is riding this. Now, his spine looks damn near broken in two.
It's not riding him too hard, is he?
Well, the fact that he's broken his spine would probably be evident to say he had ridden him a little bit too hard. One would suggest riding a diminutive man that's been shape-shifted into an anatomically correct but size-appropriate horse. He's already taking the care he probably needs to.
Yeah.
But at this point, Wayne's spine must be fashioned from something not too dissimilar to porcelain. To someone the size of Sting, it's breakable, you know? So, yeah. And instead of using a normal bridle, he's got a rolled up copy of G1 Jockey for the 360 as his bit.
Wow. That is an image. That is an image. Well, I'm seeing Ray as he's got this really cheap, poor fitting elephant costume on with some really tight, ill fitting dungarees. I think he's almost trying to go on the Mario Wonder bandwagon.
Of course, he's got to be.
But Ray is obviously he's a very small little figure. But Wayne is a very small little figure. And he's looking to me as he's like Mario, but he's the NES 8-bit version. So he's made up of about 30 pixels and he keeps gently glitching just next to Ray while he's in his terrible, terrible elephant costume, which I'm not quite sure if he's trying to sell copies or whether he's excited for Mario Wonder. I'm not sure, but Wayne is very odd. I've never seen a glitching Wayne before.
Wow. So
he's literally 30 pixels and he's just, he's almost like a very bad copied ROM of Mario.
I don't think the show's ever going to recover from this episode. And it's on me, admittedly, as ex-honorary president of the show. It's on me. I have to take responsibility for all mistakes, even as the ex.
Yes, you're legally obliged to say ex as well.
I have to go on BBC, The One Show, and apologise for a podcast that probably none of them have ever heard of.
No, you're booked in on Tuesday. So,
wow. Who's that Welsh woman that hosts it? I mean, she's a really beautiful person.
Mm. Yes, she is.
So beautiful. I've looked past the metaphysical and I know her name. Obviously not. Growth on the PC, Ray, thanks for handing me this. I think your timing is second to none. Stained jockey silks all in on this. Growth on the PC, October 16th. Growth is a cozy hexagonal grid-based soft strategy game. Wow. Explore and populate a procedurally generated world by utilizing unique abilities of animals. growth blends the beauty of a cozy exploration with challenging navigation around obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Right, what you got then, right? Oh, Legendary Creatures 2, PC, October 17th. Sequel to the acclaimed Legendary Creatures, funnily enough, created by Hydechara.
I mean, at this point, however you want to pronounce it is fine by me. I don't know any other better way of doing what you've just done.
No. And a fun treat combining both roguelike and roguelike and auto battler gameplay.
You have to shout Mumsy now because she doesn't live with me.
Oh yeah. Mumsy, we've got another roguelike.
No, Sting. It was Stingray. We've forgotten the script to our own show.
Oh God. I need to look at the notes. I never read.
Probably
them.
Wouldn't hurt, would it?
No. recruit and evolve a large array of troops, creatures, and an arsenal of weapons to defeat the demon lord spreading corruption across the land.
Have you booked your hotel for format?
Are we doing this on air? Or?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Well, you better get on with it. You know, there's a glut of accommodation in Manchester that day because of format.
Yeah, have you booked yours, though?
Yes.
You haven't, have you?
I have.
When did you book it?
Well, actually, tell a lie. My allocated grown-up, my girlfriend, she booked it. She did the grown-up thing and booked it.
Right. You'll have to let me know where it is, because if we can't book one, I will be, me and Mrs. RGT will be sleeping on your floor. So...
The last thing I managed to squeeze into my contract was the fact that that will never happen again.
I think you might need to read your contract because they have changed just recently.
I said that would be the last time I'd be involved in the Pineapple Click. I don't want that anymore.
Are you going to read the next game?
Ah, yes. To anyone who hasn't had it leaked online yet, Sonic Superstars on the PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. One would argue that would be the place to play it. It's a great game to take on the go. October 17th, adventure through the mystical North Star Islands in this all-new take on classic 2D Sonic high-speed action platforming. That's could a sentence.
Could be my mumsy, that one. Are you all right? Right, while George is dying, I will do Alaskan...
I'm choking on your own aspirations of Sonic in the boot, loaded the way it is this week, especially with the next game coming out of the boot, and with the last two games that Ray's no doubt got in the boot.
Right.
That, I'm going to make you stick to that. That's your mummy, is it?
Yeah. Alaskan Road Truckers PC, October 18th.
Experience... Need this. When's it coming to Switch or PS5?
Yeah, I knew this would be one of yours. Experience life in a definitive trucker simulator. Deliver cargo to make your business a success. Get out of your truck to explore Alaska while maintaining your vehicle and preparing for treacherous conditions on the road. Have you got what it takes to become an Alaskan trucking legend?
You can
legend?
Even go into truck stops and get a coffee.
And a fryer. Oh,
that's Alaska. You can!
Can you?
Yeah! Wow. So I think you sent that to me a long time ago saying, oh, we need this. And I thought it had already come to other formats, but I guess I was wrong. Seventh Guest VR, PC VR, Quest, PSVR 2.
Wow. Hey, what's that?
Recently employed, but not my mother house person. Break out the PSVR 2.
It's very dusty. It'll need a dust aim.
October 19th makes the graphics look better. The iconic supernatural mystery, The Seventh Guest, has been brought back to life with cutting-edge VR technology that delivers an atmospheric story like no other. Explore the foreboding mansion, solve challenging puzzles, and uncover its dark secrets.
Oh, can I have another? Mummy.
Well, you own the show now. You do what you want, friend.
That's a good point, actually. I'm having another mummy.
Okay.
I'm going to have this one, which is Agatha Christie, Murder on the Orient Express. PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, perfect for on the go. October 19th. Step on board the legendary Orient Express and immerse yourself in the most famous detective suit in a race against the clock to unmask the murderer. Yes.
Interesting.
I've just watched this recently and I love the Agatha Christie game. So I think this will be...
Well, it was one of them was a hidden gem, wasn't it? Not 3 weeks ago.
ABC Murders, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's different. Sure. Okay. All right. Fair play. Chaos on Wheels, PC. One would argue that's a great game to take on the go if you've got a Steam Deck or a laptop. October 19th, take a wheel of a heavily armored car of your choice. Drive yourself into victory while shooting and destroying enemy cars, turrets, and hazards in this chaotic vehicular combat experience. Choose a driver. Customize your cars. Upgrade armor. Buy new weapons. And leave nothing. But chaos. I think that's why they call it Chaos on Wheels.
Sounds quite good there. Endless Dungeon, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, October 19th. Endless Dungeon is a roguelike tactical action game set in the award-winning Endless Universe. Recruit a team of shipwrecked heroes, plunge into a long-abandoned space station and protect your crystal against never-ending waves of monsters or die trying. Get reloaded and try again.
Okay. Forgive Me, Father 2, PC, October 19th. Embark on a journey into the darkest nightmares to restore your sanity. Blast your way through hordes of possessed enemies, unlock an arsenal of deadly weapons, and get ready to face even more Lovecraftian madness in this action-packed FPS sequel.
Gangs of Sherwood, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, October 19th. Find the armies of the Sheriff of Nottingham and lead the rebellion, solo or in co-op with up to four players. Play as one of the Merry Men, combine your attacks and free the people in this futuristic dystopia inspired by the legend of Robin Hood. That sounds good.
I was all on board with it until the word futuristic dystopia popped up. When I looked at this online, I was like, what am I looking at here? out the boot next is The Gap, driven by a... Calm down, George. You've done 186 Easy. Episodes of this dribble. Easy. You know that you need to say the formats and then the release date. I do. The Gap, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One. You wouldn't think this would be a great game to take on the go, hence its absence on Switch. October 19th, driven by a rare neurological affliction plaguing his family. Joshua has to recover his memories by exploring parallel realities through deja vu. Facing the innermost depths of his past, moments both joyous and painful seems to be the only way to get his life and family back together.
Next up, we've got Operation Valor, PC, October 19th. Operation Valor is a tactical, top-down, multiplayer shooter that provides large-scale combined arms combat through base building and teamwork. The game is a cross between action-packed military gameplay and RTS-style mechanics.
Out next, this is My Mummy Mummy. No doubt you're allowed every game now. But I'm choosing one specific Mummy Mummy, although it's hard, as you can see. It's a choice between this and the next game. I didn't know what to do, but I want this. It's Marvel Spider-Man 2, PS5, October 20th. PS5 only.
I didn't think you'd like this then. It's obviously not on the Switch, so were you interested?
I demand Peter Parker and Miles Morales return. Now, surely I should do this in a preppy American accent. No. Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
Got all prepared last minute. Nope, no, not doing that.
For an exciting new adventure in the critically acclaimed Marvel Spider-Man franchise for PS5, swing, jump, and utilize new web wings to travel across New York's switching between Peter Parker and Miles Morales to experience different stories and epic new powers as the iconic villain Venom threatens to destroy their lives, their city, and the ones they love.
Okay, yeah, I think this will be my
what the hell?
Forget Sonic, forget Agatha Christie, this, Spider-Man 2. Right,
That's what you want.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
That's going to be it, right. Super Mario Bros. Wonder Switch. I thought this would have been your mummy.
October, yeah, the bigger 20th. Boys, people like me and Marathon Gaming, will be playing this while you're playing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. while you're on the go.
Do I cancel 20th. This pre-order then? Do I now do it on air? I cancel the Switch pre-order.
Why? would you want a canister for?
It's never going to go down in price, let's face it. Okay, as you were.
I'll probably go up. Join Mario and friends on a new 2D side-scrolling adventure full of wonder. Boom, boom. Surprises await around every corner in Super Mario Bros. Wonder on the Nintendo Switch. Every course contains its very own wonder flower. Collect one and anything can happen, from moving pipes to tilting terrain to bouncing hippos to stampeding bull rushes, skydiving to spacewalks. You never know what will happen next. You might even transform into something totally new. Wonder flowers are often hidden away within courses, so keep your eyes peeled for anything suspicious or out of the ordinary. I'm still not on board with this, you know. Graphically, that's not doing it for me.
I've noticed that Ray still cannot form a one-on-one partnership with the canines of the village of Farmington, and they all bark when he arrives simultaneously.
All the time. Yeah.
Why is this?
I don't know. I think, you know, Ray is quite a mystical character, and I think they sense something. They got that sixth sense, dogs, and they sense that almost paranormal change in Ray. I'd love to see what the dogs see when he turns up. It's probably why they're barking. I probably don't want to know what they're seeing.
Every week, says the dog, an 8-foot tin of pedigree chum through the gate, holding a variety of those game things that you play and a couple of VHSs.
And a little tiny bag of kibble next to him.
What's kibble?
Kibble is a dog food, like a dry biscuit.
Oh,
kibble.
I thought that was an affectional term for Kim Justice. large YouTuber and retrospective documentary creator. Okay. We all know that when we've done this section, we have to pick a retro VHS. Now, I'm going to pick series 1 and 2 of Taskmaster.
Wow, that's where did you pull that from? Unbelievable.
Same place I pull most of these gems from. Some dark recess of my mind.
I'm going to go with, I have had this before, mind you, but I'm having it again because...
No.
Just hear me out, please.
It better be Trainer, the BBC series with the intro song by Cliff Richard about horse racing and training in the 90s. Because if it's not Trainer...
That's something else you've ruined again.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you'd had it before.
No. I haven't, because it isn't that. I'm going to have series 5 to 8 of Red Dwarf, because me and my daughter have been watching back through. We've gone first 4 series so far of Red Dwarf, so I'll have 5 to 8, and we can continue watching that. Thank you, Ray.
Oh. I feel like it's only good between series 1 and 4.
Ooh, you're missing a trick. You need to watch back.
It gets a bit derivative after that.
No, it's completely different to what the early ones are, but it's got its own charm. A lot of people didn't like the series on the prison, but if you actually rewatch it through, it's actually very good.
Okay, well.
Sorry, I went off a bit of a Red Dwarf tangent there. But.
Well, I think considering some of the tangents that we've taken today, that's probably the least.
Quite mild, really.
It really was. Absolutely, it was. With that all said and done, Ray goes, let the dogs see him off the property.
They're still chasing him. Leave Ray alone. And one's just come back with a mullet in his mouth. Where are you? Give it back. God, sorry.
Wow. Okay. Those that know the show, those that know me, those that have listened 186 times, there's some words on the tip of their lips. And they are, what are you hoping to play, RGT?
The usual sort of into at the moment. My Final Fantasies, get a few more hours in there. But obviously it's going to be Spider-Man 2 this week. Going to have to jump into that. I did also get, a bit by accident, but I did get the day one edition of Assassin's Creed Mirage. But I think that'll probably be on the back burner for now. But if I can start that, I will. That's quite interesting to me that that's a shorter game. I know someone through work who has played and completed it already. And they said it is actually quite nice to have an Assassin's Creed game. You ain't got to stick 120 hours in.
Agreed.
20, 23 hours. And they said it's quite an interesting concept. And they quite like it. They're a big fan of Assassin's Creed and said this is a nice change. So, yeah, I'm quite interested in that. So, and a bit of a bargain, as it was as well. Only £45 or bucks.
Only.
Or that's a bit of a... Because I think Ubisoft are doing it now, aren't they?
They're I think you could argue that it's £44 too much.
Oof. Wait for it. It'll come out in 5 years' time on the Switch. Looks like you're playing it through Vaseline. Oh, best Assassin's Creed ever. Played it on the go. Absolutely. If you haven't got Mirage on the Switch, you're not a gamer.
How has this show gone from me being... sort of, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been any... I mean, to those that are, follow the show, we have got an Easter egg coming up soon that we'll probably deliver to you on... not next weekend, but the weekend after, where we get OG Tom back on. And I talked to him about being the, to use a wrestling term, the heel, the baddie of the show, and him being the goodie. Now, we switch places backwards and forwards, but when did I become this derided evil figure in the UCP universe?
You didn't. I just made out you are.
To what? No, I am. To all the listeners out there that still pledge to me as the ultimate UCP warrior, you shall gather round me now. We shall go hashtag George's Army in the Discord.
An army?
I don't know what that was.
You said like army then.
Well, whatever it was. It was my rallying cry. Hashtag George's Army. Let's see. If this happens, I'm going to do a breakaway series of episodes. They're going to be called George's Army, the biggest multi-format gaming show on the internet. UCP, get it killed. I'll then invite you on as a co-host and the circle can continue. You can then deride me and get me the floor on there. Then I'll come off with George's Army, make a new show, and then I'll invite you on, and then boof, it goes on and on and on.
The circle of the podcast.
So the podcast continues. Many have tried to break him, but none have tried until now.
So where was I up to before that? Assassin's Creed. Yes. Made it up, but I think it's mostly going to be Final Fantasy 16, and then that'll probably get pushed to the back. If I can't get that finished, then that's going to be Spider-Man 2.
Let's face the reality of the situation, yes, shall we, please?
I can't leave Spider-Man 2 just sitting there looking at me. I'd have to play it straight away. So what about you? I would imagine you're pretty similar.
Yeah, I'm going to probably try and get Resident Evil Remake finished if I can, because that would be important to me. Just to see that done, then I can probably start a playthrough of 2 and 3 once Spider-Man's completed on the PS5. So some PS5 gaming on the horizon here, which is exciting news. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Probably continue with some Civ 6 in between plays, a bit of Road 96. We'll continue a long and convoluted playthrough of Red Dead Redemption on the Switch. I don't know what I want to get into gaming-wise today. I fancy a little bit of a palate change, but I know that's like, George, your plate's full from this all-you-can-eat buffet. Your plate's full. They've brought out a new piece of food on the table, and even though what you've got on your plate is enough calories to feed a small village for a week, you're going to trot over there and get a bowl of whatever that is.
I know. I've been so bad for that this year, starting so many games.
I have always been so disciplined while the show's been on, start a game, basically disembowel myself from my family, relationships, everything, to get it done, and then rock up the next week saying, I'll finish that, it's great. Horizon Forbidden West, as an example. Finished it in a week. Massive game.
Yeah.
Absolutely unacceptable to finish that in a week. Absolutely unacceptable. Gran Turismo, done in a week. Unacceptable.
Yeah,
And a myriad of other things. And now all of a sudden, I'm gorging on everything but finishing nothing.
Oh, no, exactly that feeling.
And it's disgusting. It's unacceptable. And I need to go into rehab. I think the Switch, actually, is the thing that's done this.
What? You're moaning? You're complaining about the Switch?
Forgive me, Marathon Gaming, for I've sinned, Father. Forgive me, Father. I don't know how he's my father. but he is now. He's a father figure I look up to, even though he's probably younger than me. But he's got that air of something about him.
Switch legend.
He is. He's my one and only go-to resource for Switch games, news, everything.
I think Marathon and Switch Up. I love Switch Up. They're good. They're brilliant.
I like that you have to. You're right. You always steer me right. You always do.
The amount of games I've discovered through those guys is phenomenal. They know that system inside out. Absolutely fantastic.
Also, Marathon Gaming's shorts I've been liking. I've been like I've been watching him almost
twice it, and I thought you meant you'd seen him in some Bermuda shorts. I forgot you meant his YouTube shorts.
I would literally hire a very high-class London hotel for him to exhibit me his Bermuda shorts and no other reason.
Hey, do you want to go back to his YouTube shorts?
Yes. He's been going through like Tinder. Yes, no, yes, no.
I've been watching. They're hilarious.
Yeah, they're great. And then he always ends with like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that's in reference to. Probably an excited child. I don't think there's anything sexual there.
No.
But yeah. That's it. That's what I've been playing. That's what I'm hoping to play.
Good. And then next week, we'll hopefully come back after a few hours on Spider-Man 2, and
I'll be honest, I might see that as my sort of.
I know I can predict next week. We will click on our meeting on a computer, it's ready to record. There'll be a little dark room will appear on my screen, and there'll be George. Black marks under his eyes. He's been up all night. Hey, have you been playing Spider-Man 2, George? I've finished it. I've done 48 hours straight.
Road to 96 is done.
Yeah, I've completed it. I haven't slept since Wednesday.
It's not out till Friday, so I'm gonna.
But knowing you, you'll play all the way back through Spider-Man 1 just to and Miles Morales just to get yourself in the mood for it.
I think I'd be sick of it by then, which is what I'm trying to avoid.
I'll just see you huddled in the corner on the screen. Is this reality?
Probably try and swing in the room and then fall and break my own spine through the rest of the episode like Christopher Reeve. Is it too soon? That's all we have time for this week, listeners. As always, thank you for your time. I look forward to the pleasure of speaking to you again next week. Until then, happy gaming. And remember, there's nothing wrong with being given the unofficial controller. It's what you do with it that counts. See you, RGT.
See you later.